Today we celebrate two very interesting feasts, very well founded in the history of the church. The Mass that I chose to celebrate today, though both of them are remembered, is a Mass of a very wonderful young woman who died in the second century during the persecutions. But in her case, not only was she young and wise, she was also very brave. Saint Praxedes. And I've always been very devoted to her. Her church, her basilica, is just a few steps away, not even a block away from the wonderful Basilica of St. Mary Major in Rome. And she was the daughter of the senator who converted to Catholicism, St. Pudens, and the sister of a virgin and martyr, St. Pudenciana. Romans love to repeat the names in one way or another. And of course, Praxedes. Now, St. Praxedes, we don't know for sure whether she was a martyr. So she's listed in the Missal as virgin. And of course, she was very young, but that didn't stop the pagans, the Romans. But nevertheless, the main thing for which she is known, of course, her love of God and her love of her neighbor, is that at the time of her death, she was one of those Catholics that went about collecting the bodies of the martyrs, which of course was against the law. They were supposed to be left there for the dogs to lick the blood and other animals to devour them, and the vultures. St. Praxedes, following the Judeo-Christian tradition, believed that the dead must be buried. But on top of that, she did something which was very common in the first few centuries of the church, not since, is that Catholics, good Catholics, went with vases, precious vases, to the person who had been usually beheaded, and they collected the blood that was on the ground. They would pick it up with sponges and then squeeze it into the precious jars and again till there was no more room. And this is something for which St. Praxedes is known. And of course, it was doing this that she was caught, and though we don't know for sure, most likely she was put to death. She was only 16. So youth is not an excuse for cowardice. The other saint whom we celebrate today is another of the great Franciscan saints, St. Lawrence of Brindisi. And I know I say this every year, but if I were to ask several people after Mass, how do you say this, they would say it wrong, especially Americans, because Americans say Brindisi. Wrong. It's Brindisi. The accent is in the first syllable. So I'm going to ask somebody after Mass, and we'll see what happens. And I'll have a cane. In Latin, of course, it's Brundisium. It is a city not too far from Naples. And he entered the seminary of the Capuchins. So this is a long time after the life and death of St. Praxedes. In the Missal it says he died in 1611. But among other things, St. Lawrence, who became the father minister, that's what the generals in the Franciscan orders are called, the general minister, minister general, whatever in English, of the Capuchin branch of the Franciscans. And the Capuchins are very strict compared to the Franciscans. Nowadays, you can forget all that. But anyway, at that time, yes. He became the Father General. In the meantime, he served for his term, and he begged the Holy Father to release him. But the Holy Father said, okay, well, you're going to be my ambassador. He was very learned, and he spoke very well, and he could convince anybody about anything good that needed to be convinced. So the Holy Father would send him to the kings and princes of all Europe to ascertain that the church's purposes were followed. And of course, he did this to perfection. So he made a lot of friends among all the Catholic rulers of Europe. And then, at the end of this period, he began to raise money and troops to combat the Muslims who were continuously invading the Christian states. And they invaded, at this point, what is today known as Yugoslavia, and of course it changed after the recent changes in politics. They were invading Belgrade, and St. Lawrence raised the money and the troops, and then he got a horse and a big cross, and he led the troops to fight the Muslims. So don't tell me that the church or Catholics or Christ were pacifists. We are not. That's why we slap people at their confirmation, because we become warriors for Christ, which of course they've done away with, naturally. Who wants to be a warrior when you're a wuss? And then, of course, he led them to victory. And it is said that the Muslims saw a great image of Our Lady in the sky, and they took fright, and they dropped their weapons and ran in the opposite direction. And eventually, of course, many of them were killed for being cowards, and their ships sank in the Mediterranean, and God took care of them. That's it. We must believe in God and believe in His providence. God takes care of them. So we give thanks to God for these two wonderful saints. Now, St. Lawrence was canonized by Leo XIII and was made a doctor of the church by St. John XXIII in 1960. So the history of the church is ongoing, and it's beautiful, and it's brave, and it's upright in every which way. So we pray today to the wonderful Virgin, St. Praxedis, and to the wonderful theologian and confessor and doctor of the church, St. Lawrence of Brindisi. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.